Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello there. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. How are you doing today? I hope all is going fantastically well. And I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. To where I am, it's a pretty, well, it's a bit overcast. The last few days have been kind of interesting. Actually, the last week, there's been quite a bit of inclement weather pretty much all over, and I'm hoping that you are okay wherever you are, and that you are safe. And I want to just say thank you so much for joining me today. I say it all the time, you could be doing anything else, but you decided to join me here on the show. Thank you. Thank you so much. And for those who have been with me since day one, and you are still supporting, I just want to say thank you. For those who've been with me on this journey for a while, thank you. Oh, I'm so appreciative of you. And I extend virtual hugs to all of you. I just love, 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 love all of you. Thank you so much. And for those who may be new, welcome to the show. We do our best to bring programming that is enlightening, informative, and entertaining, and we try to bring topics as it relates to business. If you own a business, if you're an entrepreneur, an intrapreneur, if you are just considering starting a business, or if you already have a business, you're looking to sustain it, you're looking to maybe franchise, we try to bring various topics as it relates to business. And we bring topics as it relates to sales, branding, marketing, whether that's digital marketing, event planning, business development. Oh, my goodness, we talk about a lot of things on the show. And we also talk about relationships, because I really do believe that we are all relational. And sometimes when you get busy, and you're so focused on work and you're so focused on many things, you forget to treat people kindly. So we talk about that here on the show. We talk about how to get along with other people, how to add value to the lives of others, not just yourself. Relationships, knowing your personality type, the personality of those who work with you or those you manage. It really can be quite helpful in your day-to-day, whether it's at home or whether it's at work. Well, so that's what we do here today. And today I'm going to finish up on a topic that I have been on for a few weeks, and the only reason I'm on is because I really enjoy this topic, and I really enjoy sharing information with you, and I just want to make sure that I bring some information to the table that can be helpful to you. In fact, I was listening to someone this past week in regards to business, and the types of businesses that are out there and how they can really add value to their families and bring be able to achieve their goals, whether it's buying a house, saving for a down payment for a home, the types of businesses that you may be able to go into that could not only help you in your family, but can also put you in a position to be able to help others. That's where some of your greatest joys will come from, being able to help other people. Sometimes we think it's all about us and what we do and our families, but no, it's all about other people too. So when we come back from this short break, I am so excited about sharing with you what our topic is going to be about. And not only that, but I'm also going to share with you the word for the day. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me.
Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. This is Sharon, and I'm just so delighted you took time out of your day to join me. You could have been doing anything, but you decided to join me. Thank you so much. Well, today we are actually continuing our topic on businesses that you can start while you're currently working a full-time or part-time job. We're talking about that today. And the reason that I'm talking about that today is because it may or may not be happening in your community, but there are many people who are trying to achieve goals. They're trying to achieve financial goals, personal goals, social goals. They're trying to achieve goals, and many of the goals that they're trying to achieve involves money. It involves finances. It involves having a discipline and having commitment to doing what's necessary to achieve those goals. And many people are feeling like there's more to their life than what they're doing currently. They want to do more. They feel like they're not in the job that they truly want to be in. So I have been encouraging you to really dig deep and take a look at what's your purpose? What's your mission in life? So I suggested a few shows ago that you really take a look at your vision. I explained to you what a vision is. I explained to you what a mission is. I explained to you how goals, what goals are, and how those three things interplay. I shared that with you. And if you missed that, I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to our archive shows. That will help you tremendously. Also, if you're feeling unfulfilled and you're feeling like there's more that you want to do, that you need to do, for whatever reasons, everybody has their own reasons for doing things, and you're feeling like you would like to be your own boss, you would like to do your own thing, you want to be in charge, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but keep in mind, if that's something that you're feeling, something that you want to do, it comes with a huge responsibility. But if it's something that you think you may enjoy, it is definitely worth taking a look at. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we go into that, I am going to share with you what our word for today is. Do you remember what our word for last week was? Oh, you know what? I should give a prize for if you send me a note telling me which word we used as a word for the week last week. Well, it's okay. The word we used last week was commitment. Was that the one we used last week? Commitment? I think that was the one we used last. No. That was the week before. I was like, no, that's not the one we used last week. It was persistence. Today, the word for this week is love. I know, right? Love. Are you wondering why I chose that word? Love. A lot of people are going to be thinking about love this month, this week. And so I wanted to talk with you briefly about the word love. Not so much the type of love between two people who enjoy just coming, but love as it relates to your job, your office, the people that you work with, the people that you manage, the people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis. And before you say this is something you might not need to hear, I think you might need to hear what we're talking about as it relates to love and your office. Yep, love in your office. And some of you may already know there are quite a few definitions that people use for love. Love means different things to different people. It used to be three, then it went to four, and now it's probably around seven, and there may be others out there. But I am going to focus on just one. Just one. And sometimes in our busyness, we forget that we are human beings and that we interrelate with each other. And have you ever worked on a job where there seemed to be so much tension all the time? There was always something going on. You could never be quite, you know, at peace when you went to work. And then have you ever worked at a place where everybody just seemed to get along, everybody was respectful of each other? Well, maybe not everybody, but most people were respectful of each other. Well, I want to talk about one of the things that you can do. Now, this is for you personally. This is something that you have to do. I want to share with you some things that you may want to take a look at when it comes to this beautiful word, love. Now, the one that I'm going to be focusing on is what's called agape love. There are different types of love, and I'm more than happy to go through the different ones, but I really want to focus on this one because it seems to be really challenging for people, and they don't really understand it. But there are some characteristics about this particular love that if you could really hone in on it and start applying it in your life, oh, my goodness, you will probably find that your surroundings, your atmosphere will change. So what does it mean? Agape love is a type of love that you have for other people that is completely unconditional. That's a huge statement. It's completely unconditional, meaning if someone's not nice to you, it doesn't change the fact that you will be nice to them. If someone is really upset about a product or a service that you provided, you do your best to continue to be respectful of the person because you love them with an unconditional love. It's actually a Greek word for love and charity. And it emulates the type of love that your higher power, God, whatever you choose to believe in, has for those that were created. It's not harsh. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about some of the characteristics of this type of love. And just think about it. If you, as a manager or as an employee even, or as a business owner, or even as an entrepreneur in a company, if you exemplified some or all of these characteristics, it really would make a difference in the atmosphere, and not only the atmosphere of your work, but the level of productivity in your work as well. One of the characteristics of this type of love, and again, as I mentioned, it's a Greek word. One of the type of characteristics of this agape love is that it's very patient. It's very patient. Very patient. So when somebody's really going off, or there's a client that's really frustrated with you and using all kinds of words and saying things that aren't kind to you, this type of love assists you in being patient and not getting frustrated very easily. But it's also really kind as well, not harsh in its actions. If you have an employee that you have to talk with or evaluate, it's not harsh in what it says or does. And not only that, but this type of agape love within the workplace, within your department, within your company, if you are exemplifying these type of characteristics, it doesn't get jealous. If someone does a really good job, or they land that account, or their project gets more accolades than yours, it doesn't get jealous or envious. You actually are supportive of whoever made such a great achievement. And also, this characteristic, the characteristics of this type of love in the workplace or in an office or in a department, it doesn't get mad easily. You have the characteristics or the character, you don't get mad easily. If something's not going your way and things are, you don't blow up and get mad really easy. No. That's a lot, isn't it? And there's some other things as well. One of the other things, and this will be the last characteristic that I focus on today, is agape love. If you are exemplifying the type of agape love, if you're exemplifying the characteristics of this type of love, you really have great hopes for things. You expect the good from others. You expect the good to happen. You expect things to be positive. That's what you're wanting. You're wanting to bring positivity to your company, your department, to your employees, your staff, your coworkers. You have a positive attitude that things are going to work out well. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine working with someone like that? Oh, it would be a breath of fresh air. Now, we may not have all of these characteristics. There may be some of these characteristics you want to work on. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I just wanted to bring that to you today because, you know, as you're thinking about this week and love and all those things, be mindful that you can exemplify agape love in your workplace, and it will quite unlikely change the dynamics of your company. Yeah, I think that's some good stuff. I might build out more on that. This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeepAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I just gave you the word for the week, agape love, how you can exemplify that in your workplace. I really do believe it'll make a world of difference. I really do. Some of those characteristics can make a huge difference in the productivity of your company. Yeah, I do believe that. Well, today I am going to finish up discussing some of the things that you may be able to do with some of the businesses that you may be able to start while you're working a full-time job. For those of you who are really looking to explore other areas and other opportunities where you can reach your goals, things that you can do to possibly reach some of those goals that will take some possible financing or take time to achieve, these are some things that we have been talking about, types of businesses that you can start on the side while you're working full time. And if you're really passionate about what you do, you're really passionate about it, you can possibly segue into a full-time business that you own, operate, and run. Another position that business that I may have talked briefly about is coaching, life coaching. Some call it coaching, some call it life coaching, some do motivational coaching, some do pastoral care. There are different words and people use it in different ways. But if you find that you are just an encourager, you're able to motivate people to achieve goals that they ordinarily or otherwise would not have achieved, if you are that type of person who really cares about people, you care about them being successful, it just really does something for you. You enjoy visiting. You enjoy helping them to realize that they have what it takes, that they have the potential to be whatever they want to be. You are really great at helping people to see and achieve their dreams. You may want to consider being a coach or life coach. They can make really good money. And, of course, if you do really well at it and it's a passion of yours, if that's something you're very passionate about, you will not have to worry about the money. The money will follow. The money will follow. So coaching, life coaching. I've noticed, too, that there are quite a few people out there that enjoy informing people about news or current events. There's what's called an online news correspondent. And you don't have to have a degree in journalism to be a reporter these days. If you go online, you'll see people reporting all over the place about different things and on YouTube, and they have quite a huge following because lots of times people just don't have time to look at the news, or they don't want to look at the news because it can be negative sometimes, and so there's just a certain types of news that they're interested in. So if there's a certain type of news that you're interested in reporting on, you probably could generate a loyal following. Mm-hmm. You really could. So if that's something that you enjoy the news, and you really like talking about news and people come to you, then you may want to consider being an online news correspondent. Another thing that is kind of gaining some popularity are pop-up shops. If you're not very familiar with pop-up shops, and I encourage you all the time, go online and review and take a look at some of the things that are happening. So whatever it is that you bake, sell, craft, or whatever it is that you do. It could be clothes. Maybe you're into antiques. Maybe you're into shoes. Maybe you're into different types of caps, or maybe you're into fashion. You may want to consider having a pop-up shop, you know, and there is a community out there that follows pop-up shops. There may be several at one event. That may be something that you want to do. It's just a short-term rental. It's not something that you would have to do every day. It may be something you want to just do on weekends or one day out of the week. But pop-up shops. Mm-hmm. Take a look into that if that's something that you think you might want to do. Another area that is really gaining in popularity is editing, whether that's video editing or whether it's editing documents. proofreading documents. People need someone to proofread and edit their documentation, the things that they write, whether it's a book, whether it's a blog, whether it's a topic. And you may find that people are willing to pay you to proofread and edit their work, doing freelance editing and proofreading. And it pays a decent hourly wage as well. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that you enjoy doing, why don't you go ahead and just start your own business and start monetizing? And some of you are doing it already. If you are an administrative assistant or if you work for a company and you're proofing documents and letters, you're already doing it. But you may be able to do it on the side as well. Oh, there are just so many opportunities out there. If you just look at them, and if you're saying, well, you know what, I really don't know what I want to do. I really don't know. When we come back, we're going to talk about that too. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about businesses that you can start on the side while you're working a full-time job. For those of you who have always said to yourself, you know what, I think I might want to have my own business. I've always dreamed of having my own company, you know, doing my own thing, being my own boss. Well, this show is for you today. And we are talking about businesses that you can start. I've actually been in this series for a few weeks because there are quite a few out there. And so if you missed that, just go back to the archive shows and you can listen to some of the businesses that you can start. A couple other things that you can do as well, if you're really into fitness. Now, this is one you could probably do if you're really into fitness, physical fitness. If you are a physical fitness guru, whether that's physical training, or maybe you are more into the health and fitness, running, jogging, eating healthy, juicing, different types of foods that are good for you, you may want to consider going into some type of physical fitness or personal fitness or personal training. You know, you already know what to do. You look great. And there are others who are wanting to do that. You may want to consider doing that yourself. Going into a business, whether it's maybe setting up a place on the weekends, or you might even consider calling nonprofit organizations that have space that they don't use during the week and offering services to them, but also the community that that particular organization is in. Become creative and think of things that you can do, things that you already do. I already mentioned to you tour guide. You can be a music instructor. If you teach music, you know music, consider doing music instructing. Photography. If you love taking pictures, consider stock photography, selling your pictures to some of these online companies that need great pictures for their clients or for their consumers. Writing for others. Oh my goodness, there's just so much. DJing. Do you love music and you do a great job? Go into it. If you make clothes, go into making clothes. Oh, my goodness, there are just so many business opportunities out there for you. Yes, there are. And don't let people tell you that there aren't. There are awesome businesses out there that you can do. So think about it. What are some things that you really enjoy doing? What are some things that you like doing? And if it's something that you think other people might benefit from, why not go ahead and start your business? You know, my dad used to tell me, he told me this years ago when I was looking at starting my own business. He said, you know what? If you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. So go out there, do your research, and get busy. Be productive. And remember to try your best to exemplify some of the characteristics of agape love in your work environment this week. I think it will make a big difference, not only for you, but for those you work with. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful, productive week.